la broska tere de baha broka di vaha la vashi kore vrata le modo boske de branta le vala broska te rabadu jake de gede ge ripa la mata juva di vraka te le posha kadovre ketele le bashkin di brota di maha la bara bara boshe ketele le bakabron telele le bosha di vraka te Rapadu ripo vakadu shegede gede brata lava la broke de baha lipara maramu shatili vakadi vrakete lipo shekete le brankadi di bo shekele brate rapada bada bo shekede brata lana brande bede bo shekede brata di baha ipa la bala bo shekede bro tere de bede brende bede bro shekele le brata Li para bara bushe kede brata di di bushe kede branka li bata. Raba da bada bushe kede de brashke tete lele de bada brushke te. Iban da brashke tele de bada da brushke de branka la la brake de baha. Iba da braka tali li bushke de branka da bada brushke tele le baha. Rapa ruboto jege de branka li bushke de branka di baha. Rapada bada boshete de debrashke de debrande ge de broshete. Li para bada boshete de debrashke de debranka. Li para bada boshete de debranka de debaha. Rapada bada boshete de lebando breshke de lebaha. Ikara bada broshke de debrande ve debrande ve debrande ve debrande ve. I pala bala boshaka da brante de debede de broshada da brante de debaha. Rapalu mata jiva da brake de brake telele bashu di brake telele baha. Rakadu mashatu le braka du vele brake te. Li para bara bushe kede de bede brushke de branka da baha. Li para bara bushe telele branka da branka de de brushke de baha. Li para bara bushe telele branka di bushe de branka. Ipada bada bada bushe tere de braka da na branta li li baha raka toshe kede gede brata li li baha raka da bada bushe tere de brenke de 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 be ili broshka tali brake te ibraka di brake tele le branke tele le branka rapa dushke de 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 be ipada da bada da bada brande ipada bada brande bada brande be de be ikosha kadu braka tala brake tele le braka te ivaja du vreka tali mala brako tondo goshe ikada gada gada ga rapada gada ba ipanda bada da boshe chere de 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 brende de de brende de de brende de 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 ikada gada bada da gada bada da gada da bada da gada da ba rapada bada boshe da bada da brande de de brande de rapada bende de 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 irekados kede de 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 le brande de 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 bende rakados kede de 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 le brande de le Brande bede be, ikaramada broshke de de baha, ivada gada broshke de brante de de be, rapada bede bede de be, rapadu jede de 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 bede bede de be, ikanda gada da ba, rapada bada da, rapada da, ipando do 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 bo, ipande breshke de de be, ipanda bada da ba, ipande brende de 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 bede de bende de de be, rakadu shke de baha, ripolo moto jede de de braka di baha. Ipanda brande de 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 be, ipande de 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 be, ile broshka tali di baha, ikondo bronte de de breka di baha, ere broshka tara da bada da baha, ipanda bada da brande ve de brende ve de brende ve de be, ipanda bada da ba, ikanda bada da ba, rapadoshke de 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 be, ipanda bada bada brande ve de brande ve de be, Ipala bala busha kada brande bede busha de 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 bede be raka da bede de be raka du be shede branka di branka le le baha raka tu shete ivraka da braka da baha e bronde gede de busha la braka di de de brande bede brate raka da bashe le brashke te le le ba rapa da bada da ba raka da brande de 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 bede brande bede de be ipala brashka tala la ba rapa da bada bushende bede broska da da baha
Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Begin to magnify his name. I always say the least we can do is to say thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Rapaduva la brake. Rapadobo dobo 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 dobo. Rekatele breke telele breke telele breke. Li parabatale mosodo breke telele braka di braske telebraka. Rapadobo dobo 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 dobo. Li ka shaka duvra katala la braka di broske de 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 breke. Lepro shaparabata roko dogo dogo. Lepada bada 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 bada. Levara bada bushke chale lebraka dubraka chala lebraka. If you are here, say something. I want to see you. Lekara bada busha kada braka labata labraka deva. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the sound? Can you hear the music in the background? The lights just went out too. Okay. Grisam, God bless you so much for being here, my son. My associate, Okokupo, God bless you so much. Our chairperson, LC, God bless you so much. My son Joshua, God bless you so much for being here. Rakaduva. Le parabarabota brekata shekedebrata libarabraka na maromoromota jibra katalelebraka rabraka lalabraka. We are about to take off. It is a good place to share the link. And if your friends are not here, call them. I am still dealing with the activities of the disciples. Raparobata. Bakata bakata. This is part 6 of the series, episode 6. Alaboru makata. Vado veshke de debraka tole braka da bada branka de debaha. Li parabada bo shaka da branka de debraka di baha. The reason I chose to deal with this series is because the book of Acts deals with the beginning of the church. And if we are going to move together as a church, we need to understand how the church started. And the book of Acts records the beginning of the church. Hence, the name Acts is just the short form of activities. So they call it the Acts of the Apostles. The activities of the apostles. But when you read the book carefully, you realize that the book doesn't contain only the activities of the apostles, but also the activities of the disciples. That is why I named this series the Activities of the Disciples. Because the apostles are also disciples. The activities of the disciples. And for tonight, I will be dealing with Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15 verse 30. And the heading is continuing ministry in Syria. Wow. Continuing ministry in Syria. Acts chapter 15 verse 30. So when they were sent off, by day, the Bible is referring to Apostle Paul and Barnabas. So when Paul and Barnabas were sent off, they came to Antioch. Follow carefully. And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. Listen to me carefully. When they gathered the multitude together, listen. There is something very particular here that I want you to understand, especially those of you who are ministers of God. The Bible said they had gathered the multitude together. In the days of Jesus, the Bible said the multitude gathered
to him. The multitude gathered to him. They came, the multitude gathered to be witnesses of the miracles and the signs that Jesus did. But watch this closely. In this case, the multitude did not gather, but it was Paul and Barnabas that gathered the multitude. These are two different kinds of ministries. In the time of Jesus, in the ministry of Jesus, because he was performing a lot of miracles and signs and wonders, the multitude gathered to come and see, and Jesus took that opportunity to preach to them. But in the ministry of Paul and Barnabas, the Bible said they gathered the multitude. Listen, if you are doing something and the multitude do not gather, perhaps you are supposed to gather the multitude. In some ministries, the multitude will gather to meet them. In other ministries, you have to gather the multitude to preach to them. Listen, when you are doing programs, when you are doing any of these things in ministry and people do not come, do not give up. Because even though in the ministry of Jesus, the people gathered, they came together themselves, in the ministry of Paul, they had to gather the people themselves. These are two different kinds of ministries. You have to identify yours and deal with it accordingly. Listen, in the ministry of Jesus, it was full of wisdom, it was full of miracles, it was full of healings, it was full of all these creative miracles and signs. So whenever people heard about the miracles, they always rushed to come and see what was happening. But in the ministry of Paul, the Bible said they gathered the multitude to deliver the letter. That is to say, they gathered the multitude to share the word of God with them. If God has given you the word of God to preach, most of the time, if you are to preach mostly to people, if your ministry is not into a lot of healing, a lot of miracles, a lot of signs, listen, perhaps you are supposed to gather the people yourself. There are some marriages people gather to come and see. There are other marriages or other weddings that you have to gather the people yourself. Listen, do not compare yourself to anybody. The ministry of Jesus is just as important as the ministry of Paul. The fact that the people have gathered to come and see Jesus does not mean that the ministry of Jesus is more important than any other ministry. No. All these various ministries are appointed and approved by the Holy Spirit, and hence they are equally important. And so when the people gathered to come and meet Jesus, it doesn't really mean that Jesus' ministry was more important than any other ministry. No. Are you with me? So if people gather for some weddings, but for your wedding you have to gather people to come, do not be dismayed. Do not worry. Their weddings are equally important as yours, and yours is equally important as theirs. Makoro badabrosh ketelebraka dibalabraka laba. You see, we live in a world now where the relevance of a man of God is measured by the number of people or the congregation that they have. That is an error. The relevance of a man of God, the relevance of a minister, has nothing to do with the multitudes that gather unto them. Verse 31, when they had read it, when they had preached to them, when they had preached to them, shared the word of God with them, the Bible said they rejoiced over its encouragement. The word of God is supposed to come and encourage people. Even when they are doing something wrong, it will encourage them and inspire them to put an end to that thing that they are doing. Put an end to that sins that they are committing. That is the word of God. When they shared the word with them, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Verse 32. Now Judas and Silas, themselves being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. Listen. The Bible said there was another minister by name Judas and another minister by name Silas, and they were prophets. And the Bible said they exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. This is the reason I do not agree with prophets who are always cursing their followers. When they do something wrong, they are always cursing people here and there. Because of what you did, because you disobeyed me, you will suffer, you go through this, you will struggle, you are disobedient, you will suffer, you will not receive this. Listen, I don't believe in that thing. It is wrong for a father to be cursing his sons and daughters. It is wrong for a leader to be cursing his followers. It is wrong for a Christian leader, for a prophet to be cursing their followers. Judas and Silas were prophets also, and the Bible said they exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. To exhort means to encourage. They encourage them. Even when they are doing something wrong, they will call them, I think it is time to put an end to this thing that you are doing, because the Lord loves you and the Lord wants you to be with him in heaven, and this and that with many words. The Bible said they encourage and strengthen them. Being a prophet or being a leader is not all about insulting people and shouting on people and blasting people here and there and cursing others. Listen, no. That is not the kind of leaders that I am raising. A leader must be patient, and a leader must never speak in anger. They were prophets and they strengthened the brethren with many words. Many words. It meant that they didn't just say, be encouraged, the Lord is with you. They kept on, they went on deeper. They prophesied to them to encourage them. They prophesied to them to strengthen them. They prophesied to them to get them out of their situations, to lead them in this journey, because it is not an easy task. If you have been placed in the position of a Christian leader, you have to learn to strengthen and encourage your followers. It is not just about blasting people and shouting on them, you are not serious, you are fools. No. It is wrong. That is why I will never be under anybody who acts contrary to what the Bible is saying. It is wrong. And you see, they raise people to be afraid. Afraid so that they cannot complain about what they are doing wrong. And after verse 33, Acts chapter 15, and after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. Listen, if you are going to be in ministry and you are going to have a great ministry, and if you are going to serve under somebody, then you have to be prepared for being sent off. The Bible said in verse 30 that Paul and Barnabas were sent off to Antioch. They were sent off to this place. They were sent off to Syria. They were sent off to that place. Being under somebody is about being sent out. The Bible said Jesus called the apostles, he called the 12 disciples, and he called the 70. He called the 70, he ordained them, and he sent them out. Jesus sent them out. Jesus said, go and do this. Go and bless their lives. Go and bless them. Go and turn their lives around. Go and heal every sick. Go and deal with their messes. Go and encourage them. Go and motivate them. Go and strengthen them. Go and pray with them. Go and do that. The ministry is about being sent out. He sent them out. Go and do this. Paul and Barnabas, verse 35, also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Listen, they did not stay to do signs, miracles, and wonders. You see, you have to take that thing from your mind. If you are going to grow as a Christian, take your mind off miracles and signs and wonders. And I'm not saying they are not important. They are very important. But the greatest thing that you need in your life is the word of God. The teaching of the word, the preaching of the word of God. Because the Bible said, everything that you see on this earth shall pass away. The earth shall pass away. Your prophecy shall pass away. Even your life shall pass away. Your family will pass away. Everything that you can see shall pass away except the word of God. They stayed there and continued teaching and preaching the word of God. These days when we are doing Bible studies, people do not show up. They don't come. We want miracles. We want prophecies. We want declarations. Listen, all these things that you are chasing after, they will run away. They will disappear a day to come. There will be no more. The only thing that will stand is the word. How much of the word of God do you know? How often do you read your Bible? How much do you spend time reading your Bible? Verse 36. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, follow carefully. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city. This is something that most prophets miss out. Most young prophets do not understand this part of ministry. Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city. Listen, being in ministry is not just about preaching the word. Being in ministry is not just about deliverance, prophecies. Listen, you are young. That is why you think that is the only thing that matters. Being in ministry is not just laying on of hands. Being in ministry is not just organizing programs here and there. Being in ministry is not just jumping from programs to programs. Ayakaruma talabaha. I said my people will not like my message. Being in ministry is more than all these things. Paul said, let us now go back. Listen, remember the Bible said in the previous verse that they were teaching and preaching the word of God with many others. And now he said, let us now go back. That is to say, let us put an end to the teaching. Let us put an end to the preaching. And let us go back and visit our brethren in every city. Visitation is also important. Checking up on your followers is important. Caring for the welfare of your people is also important. It is not just prophesying to them. It is not just declaring over their lives. It is not just praying with them. You have to go back and check up on them. Paul said, let us go back. Let us stop preaching. Let us stop teaching. Let us stop prophesying. And let us go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached. Paul said, let us go back. You see, this is an example of a great shepherd. A great shepherd cares about the well-being of his followers. He said, let us go back to every city where we have preached the word of God and see how they are doing. It is not just sow a seed. It is not just give me this. It is not just what can you do for me. It is not just do that for me. Go and buy this for me. It is also, I am calling you to check up on you. I want to know how the family is doing. I call to check up on your dad, your mom. Are you out of the hospital? Is your mom doing well now? How are you doing in school? How is academics going? Do you have money on you? How is the marriage going? It is also inclusive. Ministry is not just about deliverance and healing and touching people and doing all those things. If you are going to be a mature prophet, a mature apostle, a mature minister, you have to understand, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. You call those people your mentors, your leaders, your whatever. How many of them call you to check up on you? How many of them call you to find out how you are doing? How many of them look into your affairs to be sure everything is moving on well? How many of them? Verse 37. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John Mark. Barnabas was determined to take with them John Mark. Listen, John Mark was the assistant of both Barnabas and Paul. Barnabas and Paul, as young as they were in the ministry, had an assistant, and his name was John Mark. And the Bible said Barnabas was determined to take with them John Mark. But verse 38, the Bible says, Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia. Why is Paul angry with John Mark? John Mark is the assistant of Barnabas and Paul. And Paul said, when they go to a city by name Pamphylia, he was nowhere to be found. When they got to a place where the job became tough, the job became difficult, the task became difficult, the mission became impossible, John Mark was nowhere to be found. You have to always look out for all these crazy assistants. When the job gets difficult, they disappear. When the job gets impossible, they disappear. When there is frustration coming, they disappear. When tough times show up, they disappear. When you are going through the storm, they disappear. When you are going through the fires, they disappear. These assistants are not reliable. You cannot work with them. Paul said, this same guy, this same John Mark, who had departed from us in Pamphylia, you want this guy to come and follow me again? I am done with him. And he had not gone with them to the work. John Mark was nowhere to be found. You see, there are some people in our lives, when there is time for food, they show up to come and eat. When there is time for drinks, they show up to come and drink. When there is time for joy, they show up to celebrate with you. But when the difficult situations arise, they disappear. When the tough times come, they disappear. When it is time for the real task, they disappear. These people are not reliable. If you are an assistant and you are going to be a good assistant, you must learn to do the work with your leaders. How come the person you are assisting is doing the work and you are nowhere to be found? The person you are assisting is doing the work and you have disappeared. The Bible said, Paul said he had not gone with us to the work. He had not gone with us. He had not gone with us to the work. When we were arranging chairs, they were nowhere to be found. When we were carrying drums, they were nowhere to be found. When we were carrying heavy stuff into the program to organize the place, they were nowhere to be found. Now, when the program finally started, that people are gathered to come and see the beautiful thing that has been done, now John Mark shows up. Go back. Paul said, go back, John Mark. You do not deserve to be in my company. Go back. He had not gone to do the work with us. And you see, I have seen a lot of John Marks. In some of our programs, me myself that I am the host, myself that I'm spending all the money, sometimes I will go and put the place in order. And I remember one of our programs last year, the Prayer Life Summit. I was there with my team, with Elsie and the rest, to sweep the whole place, to get the place clean. And there were sons around who disappeared. There were sons around who were nowhere to be found. They were there. When we started cleaning, they disappeared. When we started cleaning, they disappeared. When we were doing the dirty job, they disappeared. When we finished cleaning and started arranging the sound, and then now the sound was flowing, everything was beautiful, they now came. When we were about to eat, they came. John Mark, Paul said, go back. I will not allow this man in my company. Go back. You cannot be an assistant and a lazy person at the same time. It doesn't work. You cannot be an assistant and a lazy person at the same time. It doesn't work. When we got to Pamphylia, he departed from us and he had not gone with us to do the work. Verse 39. Then the contention became so sharp. Listen, I have spoken to you about contention already. I think last 2 weeks. I spoke to you about contention in part 5. I said when contention arises, it is either you explain or you keep quiet. When contention arises between you and anyone else as a believer, it is either you explain yourself or you keep quiet. But you must never explode. You must never explode. But the Bible said, contention became so sharp that they departed from one another. Listen, when you are doing the work of God with anyone else, any minister, any assistant, any person, and contention arises, it is either you keep quiet or you explain. The Bible said they parted from one another. Paul did not insult Barnabas. Barnabas did not insult Paul. You see, we live in a generation now that the only thing that the prophets and apostles can do is to insult each other. And this man of God will come on social media and insult the other person, and the other person will reply some few hours later. What kind of church are we building? What kind of generation are we building? What kind of believers are we building? Because that was not what happened in the days of old. The Bible said when contention became so sharp, they parted from one another, not insulted one another, not dissed one another, not despised one another, but they parted, they became free from each other, they didn't insult one another, they didn't fight one another. After all, we are all in the same field, and we are all in the same kingdom. Jesus said, a kingdom that is divided amongst itself cannot stand. And if a man of God is fighting another man of God, if a church is fighting another church, if the choir master is fighting the financial deputy, how can there be a strong kingdom? Are we not all from one body? Are we not all cut out from the same coat? It seems not to make any sense how today we just fight each other, fight one another, totally disregard each other. How does it work? When the contention became so sharp, Paul disagreed with Barnabas. Barnabas disagreed with Paul. Nobody lifted up their mouth against the other. Nobody lifted up an arm against the other. Nobody lifted up a tongue against the other. Remember, even in the days where on the night when Jesus was betrayed. The Bible said when the soldiers came to carry Jesus away, even though Judas was the one that betrayed Jesus, yet when Peter took out the dagger, he did not stab Judas, but he stabbed a soldier by name Marcus, because even in the betrayal of Judas, Peter could still see the brotherhood in them. Peter could still see the union they had. Peter could still see the love and the bond they once shared. How can you lift up an arm against your brother? How can you lift up an arm against the person who has been in your kingdom before? I understand that Peter cut the ear of Marcus, because Marcus was not in the kingdom of God, and by no chance were they brothers. But Peter understood that Judas was his brother, even though he betrayed Jesus. When people disappoint you, when people betray you, when people hurt you so bad, you must learn to see the love that you once shared. You must learn to see the bond that you once shared. I am not saying that take their disobedience for granted. I am not saying take their betrayal for granted. It is a great lesson that you must learn from, but you must by no chance, you must by no means lift up a dagger against a brother, lift up a tank against a brother, even though they hurt you, even though they despised you, even though they made you feel bad about yourself. You must never, never, never lift up a dagger, a tongue against a brother, because a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. When the contention became so sharp, they parted from one another, not insulted one another. Am I speaking to believers? Shout Jesus. Listen, I am raising up good ministers of God. Good ministers of God. That you come to a place where you realize, say, no matter what pain people cause you, if I am sharing some things with you concerning some people, some key people in my life, it will amaze you how I am still able to relate with them, and there is no bitterness, there is no contention, there is no hurt and anger. Listen, I always learn to push my feeling, my emotion, my hurt aside and see the underlying factor. The foundation of every Christian, every believer is love. Even though they caused you pain, there is still a piece of love in them. For the sake of the love that you share, you can never touch them. You can never hurt them. How can you be a believer and still say, if I do not cause this person pain, I will not be at peace? If I do not hurt this person, I will not be at peace. What kind of believer are you? The Bible said there was a day that Jesus entered into a house of a group of Jews, and they sucked Jesus out of the house. And the Bible said two of the disciples asked Jesus, must we call fire from heaven to kill and burn them? And Jesus said, oh, shut up. By what spirit do you say what you are saying? By what spirit are you saying what you are saying? Even though they sucked us out of the house, it doesn't mean they have become our enemies. It is our mission to depopulate the kingdom of the devil, not to depopulate the kingdom of heaven. It is our mission to draw people into the kingdom of God, God, not to push people out of the kingdom of God. You can never be swayed away by your hurt. You can never be swayed away by your hurt, by your emotions, by your pain, by your frustration, by your circumstances, because I have come to understand that no matter where God will place you in life, there will still be a bit of hurt, there will still be a bit of pain, for as long as you are on earth, pain is inevitable, and so when pain comes, it is not supposed to redirect your course, it is not supposed to blur your vision, it is not supposed to redirect your vision, because even though pain comes, I know that you have power to control the pain, you have power to control the hurt, you have power to deal with that frustration, you have power to deal with that sickness. I wish I had a group of Christians in the house. They parted from one another, not insulted one another. And Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. Verse 41, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. This is the job of an apostle. The Bible said, Apostle Paul went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches, not rebuking the churches, not criticizing the churches. That is the only thing you can do, to lift up your voice and criticize, to lift up your voice and complain, to lift up your voice and rebuke. The Bible said, Paul went through the churches of Syria, the churches of Cilicia, to strengthen the churches. When you get to a church and the members of the church are misbehaving, you get there, you inspire them to get out of that mess. You inspire them to put an end to their behavior. You inspire them and speak to them from the word to get out of that mess. Not to insult and criticize people, and because you are not a saint yourself. The fact that you are not doing what they are doing doesn't mean you are better than them. Let me repeat this. I said, the fact that you are doing what you are not doing what they are doing doesn't mean you are better than them. The fact that you are not doing what they are doing doesn't mean you are better than them. When you hear the story about any man of God, the very moment you hear now the name, hey, Jalewate, it's a rock TV, Sofana, and Huaba Semu. What is his name? Li paramatara braka libata. Chale wate. When and one ba seven hair software pa. The way or two pa hair sa software. M11E. Man fed a champion. God bless you. Hey. Prophet Manfred is saying, hey, Chale. And send your moka fan hopa in a yedding. Omoka san seven fan hopa in a yedding. In a yedding. When somebody told me about the issue, I told Elsie that I have not followed the good works of the man. I said, I have not followed the good works of the man. I have not followed the deliverance he has done. I have not followed the great work he has done for God. And so if by any chance that's a scandal be about concerning the man, I will never follow that scandal. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Madu varamra katalibra kalibata. And why you say, in a way I say, in a lady way I say, now this person I say, and a heading. You are moving around spreading all these rumors. The man of God has done this. This man of God has done that. Have you heard that this papa way pass? I'll be our friend. He say, hey, na sa papa na sa not here. What me who create dream? And a heading. Who dream you no? And a heading. And a heading. Paul went on strengthening the churches. It will shock you that you are always criticizing the churches in our software. We are all here, them one, and where you say, hey, they don't give crown. And listen, it will shock you that you go to heaven, God will tell you, and yeah, there, and so what? You, what have you done? How many churches have you strengthened? In fact, how many believers have you strengthened? You have never led anybody to God. You have never led anybody to Christ. You have never led anybody into our meetings. What have you done for God? And what position do you stand in to criticize others? What position? By the grace of God, we are not doing much, but we are doing something. And even those of us who are doing something, we are not going around criticizing people. Verse 16. Sorry, chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. I will close very soon. Acts chapter 16. Then Paul came to Derbe and Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. Hayakurumata. Listen, let me tell you something. Paul came to Lystra, and the Bible said a certain disciple was there by name Timothy, and his mother was a Jewish woman, but his father was a Greek. Listen carefully. Jews are not Christians. And the Greeks, they are not Christians. The Greeks are the Gentiles. And even the Jews, they are not Christian. And Timothy came from a Jew and a Greek. It means that if you are considering the root of Timothy, there is no way that this man will believe in Jesus. Because, Master, the Jews do not believe in Jesus as the Son of God. And the Greeks do not even care about the Jewish tradition and all those things. They don't care. How much more their beliefs and their beliefs of a Messiah that is to come. The Greeks do not care. Timothy came from the background of Jewish plus Greek, and yet the Bible said that Timothy was a disciple. That is to say, Timothy believed in Jesus. He believed in Jesus as the Messiah. He believed in Jesus as the Son of God. Hey, Timothy was not an old man. Listen, some of you, I want you to open the eyes of your understanding. You yourself open the eyes of your own understanding right now. The fact that your mother is a Jew and the fact that your father is a Greek does not mean you cannot be a disciple. Listen, the fact that your mother does not believe in callings and the fact that your dad does not believe in being a man of God cannot mean you, or it's not a determinant that you cannot be a prophet. The fact that your mother doesn't believe in what you carry and the fact that your father does not even care about what you carry doesn't mean that you cannot be one of the chosen. Listen, do not narrow your mindset, because where you are going to get to in life has nothing to do with your birth mother and your birth father. Listen, I know that you might not agree with me, but let me tell you, the fact that your mother is a Jew and that your father is a Greek does not mean you don't qualify to be a disciple. So, where you are supposed to get to in life has nothing to do with your birth mother and your birth father. Don't say, I know I have the calling, but my dad doesn't believe in those things. I know I have the gift, but my mother doesn't believe in those things. I know I carry something. I know the Lord expects me to do something, but my parents do not agree with me. Hayu baramatala brashuka devrata. Ruku shaka librato duvraka talebraka. No matter what you carry in life, no matter what you carry in life, if you do not meet the right people to lead you down that path, there is a very good chance that you grow and not fulfill your assignment. Timothy was a disciple, and yet he had never encountered any of the disciples. It meant that he was going around listening to the messages of Jesus, listening to the messages that some of the disciples taught, and yet he had not met anybody face to face. Who told you? The fact that your mom doesn't believe it, the fact that your dad doesn't believe it, doesn't mean you cannot do it. I came to tell you, it doesn't mean you cannot do it. You can do even far better than they are thinking of you. You can do far better than that. You can break every boundary. You can break every limitation. I came to bring you to a place where you can break yourself out of that box. You can break yourself out of that scope. Your mother doesn't care. Your father doesn't care. Your father didn't take care of you. Your mother doesn't care how you are living your life. I came to tell you, for as long as you have the calling, as long as you have the power of God, you will get there. Whether they support you or not, you will get there. Whether they sponsor you or not, you will get there. Whether they care or not, you will get there. It doesn't matter whether she is Jewish. It doesn't matter whether he is Greek. You will get there. Shout, I will get there. There is something that is inevitable. There are some people, no matter what you do, they will have support from who? There are some people, they will always have support from home. They will always have support from the house. They will always have support from their families. But listen, not all of us are that privileged. Not all of us are that privileged. But I came to tell those who are least privileged that even though there is no support coming, you will get there. You can do it. It will not be by your strength. It will not be by your power. It will not be by your mind. But you will do it. Verse 2. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Let me tell you something. If you are a man of God, reputation matters. Do not let anybody deceive you. Say, oh, it doesn't matter. If you're a man of God, it doesn't matter. Once you have the Spirit of God, that's all that matters. I'm telling you, You can be anointed, you can have all the giftings, but your reputation can bring you down. He was well spoken of by the brethren. Listen, if you are going to choose somebody, ask people around. Me, before I chose my PA, I asked people. I asked people, what do you think of this person? Oh, I think this, that. What do you think? I'll go to the next person. What do you think of this person? Because the reason Paul chose Timothy was because he was well spoken of by the brethren. Reputation matters. If you're a man of God, don't be going around fooling about everywhere you are there. Any food you eat, any game you play, any room you sleep in, be careful. If you're a man of God, reputation matters. You are not living a life of your own anymore. You are living the life according to the will of God. You can't do things anyhow. You can't say things anyhow. Reputation matters. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra. As sorry I would him obiasu mushe, obiasu when you're correct, obiase, omrawase. Everybody is saying you are proud. Wherever you go, people say you are not humble. Wherever you go, people say you are giddy giddy. Wherever you go and spoil yourself. Quata! What is wrong with you? He was well spoken of by the brethren. What do people say about you? You see, these days, there is a message that you are teaching. The opinions of people about you do not matter. Listen. It matters. I'm telling you. The opinions of people about you matters. What matters is that you do not give in to their opinions. You are not controlled by their opinions. You do not do what they wish you to do. That is what matters. But never stand anywhere and say what people think of you, what people say of you. Listen. What people say about you. I am not talking about your enemies. Oh. I am not talking about your enemies. I am talking about the people around you. The people you are in the class with. The people you serve in the same church with. The people you do some things with. Those people, the people in your life. What they say about you, their opinions about you matters. Oh, it doesn't matter what people say about you, doesn't matter. Their opinions about you, doesn't matter. What they say about you, doesn't matter. What matters is that God cares about you. Hear me, God can reject you because of the opinions of others. The Bible said, The elders of a village came to Jesus and they said, come and heal the servant of this soldier, this centurion. And Jesus asked, who is this centurion? What is so special about this centurion that you are telling me I should leave whatever I'm doing to come and do? And Jesus said, oh, that man, he is a good man. He has taken care of us. He has done this for us. He has built a synagogue for us. And immediately Jesus said, let's go. Let us go. Even for Jesus to come and heal the servant of the centurion, he had to ask for the opinions of others concerning him. Who told you that it doesn't matter? Ha ha ha. Who told you? And so that is why if there are any rumors going around about you, and those rumors you know for a fact that the rumors are not true, you must get down on your feet and begin to pray that, oh God, I nullify these rumors that have been lifted up against me. I know these rumors have the tendency of affecting my reputation negatively. So, oh God, please deal with these rumors, nullify the rumors, let people see the goodness in me, let people see the greatness in me. Who told you the opinions about others? Oh my God. Rakato shekete, livra kaduva. Ikakakalata rakadusha. Mapa palibata robadu rakatushka lebraka labata rabraka. Yata talima kadura kate. Leshedede, leshedede. Rakaduba labraku tulubraka shekelebrata libraka deba. I pray for you that if there are any naysayings about you in your community, the community that you find yourself in your residential area, in your dormitories, in your workplaces, if there are naysayings about you, I pray that these things will be nullified. And if you are guilty of any of the things that are said about you, now is a good time to repent of those actions, to repent of those characters, to repent of those attitudes, because the opinions of others can go a long way to affect you.
Namoro do 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 bo shibraka do rekata liko namakata robo sheke de vraka rashete telete libro shaka do vraka malo rekato vede rashkata la braka do va iparamadu repete lika ramata brato do bo sheke de vraka la braka di va leto shoto tolo motolo braka di braka de de beshe. Rakaduva na vraka tana na vraka di bronte de vraka na vraka. Begin to pray. Lepro shaka duvreka tana na vraka di vraka na vraka. Lord, if pray that, Lord, if I find myself in the midst of any rumors around me, let these rumors be nullified in the name of Jesus. And if by any chance people are saying any negative things about me, oh God, let these things be nullified in the name of Jesus. Rakaduvene vrakete ipanta rebranto lo lobosh kidi brata diva rakata likoro goro goro brondo godo do brongo do 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 ipatata labate ipranta talabate ivrakata labate rekete le brankate. Pray, somebody pray ikoro do 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 rakado do 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 ibranto do 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 ipraka shute le brakote le bakote le brankade di vranka de vrankete le baka rapadu Catalaba, Iproscato de Branca de Deba, Ripa dovrecata, Repa dovrecata, Ipande de Debe, Ipande de Debe, Racatu Jeke de Gedeke, Iliproscata la Braca da Braca. I come against any rumors surrounding me. I come against any rumors surrounding me. Let them be buried and nullified in the blood. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Racatopo de Brutalema Telebraca, Ivadaca da Vrente de Debe. Ipo shaka dubraka, epentele batende, rakadu vrekata, ijakadu jagada, repadu jagada, ripadu jagada, rapadu jagada, iprakata la prakatende gede grenta, libranka televranka, ijagende gede brante, rapadu vele, rakatoshe, ivrakato, vrakato, vrakato, ijangede de, rapala matali matale braka telebranka tatava, rapadu brenke, ibrashkate, Ibrashkete, Ibraka dodo do brogo do brogo do brogo do bo, Ibranta talimaka, Rata talibata, Ikasho de branca de, Repado grandege, Irapado repet, Rapado repet, Rapado repet, Rapado repet, Ivraka do vrenge de vranga de vranga de vranga de vranga de vranda, Rapado vrenge, Ijada da, Raka do brente de brante, Rakatoshe, Rakato rakate, Ivranka to levrante, Ijaka do vrenge. Le praske telema kotori vranka di vraske telebraka yada da rapadoshke deba ipanda bada brande de debe iraka dubrende de debe irepa dubrende de debe iraka dubrende de debe ipanta la batende rekata brande deba iproto toloboto ivraka tende ba rakato sheke de branda de debe
Father, we thank you for another awesome time with you. Lord, we pray that whenever we come here to hear your word, may the word go a long way to turn our lives in the right direction, to fortify our feet and make our grounds firm, oh God. Lord, we pray that if any of us be wavering in faith, let this be a restoration, and let this be a fortification. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for all you do for us. We thank you for all you do in our lives. We thank you for all you do for our families. We thank you, oh God. AC, are you here? Is AC here? Okay, please note this, that Thursday is a communion service. Please note that Thursday is a communion service, and I'm dealing with the spirit of infirmity. Thursday is communion service, and I'm dealing with the spirit of infirmity. If you can afford the communion wine, buy the communion wine. If you cannot afford the communion wine, you can buy a grape drink. If you cannot afford a grape drink, you can buy Coca-Cola. So, three things. Either you buy the communion wine, or you buy a grape drink, or Coca-Cola. And buy bread, please. Buy bread, because on Thursday we are going to have a communion service, and I'm dealing with the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity. Please note, the spirit of infirmity. Do not forget your communion wine, or your grape drink, or your Coca-Cola. And bread, Michelle, I always say this, when we are talking about the communion, when we are talking about the communion wine and the communion drink, and kofa coca one no more Thursday, you cannot disrespect God like that, please. And kon no more kakra bi drop bi, please. Buy coke and tiano, or grape drink men tiano. Or if you have the communion wine, that is fine. And the bread, so in kodi bread ama siano, udi bread a siya kakra na akam, nwe jaho. The crumbs, and you leave it for, please. Don't do that. Buy bread. Any bread, if you can get any small one, buy bread. Don't eat the bread before the communion, please. Leave the drink, leave the wine, and leave the bread. For Thursday. All right, are you here? All right. So, I pray for you that even before the communion service on Thursday, I declare over your life that if there be any infirmities in your life, let them disappear in the name of Jesus. If there be any spirit of infirmity in your life, let it disappear in the name of Jesus. I pray that you shall be made whole by the breaking of bread and by the Holy Communion. I pray that by the reason of the communion, you shall be made new. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. On Thursday, I'll show you and I'll prove to you that infirmity and the spirit of infirmity are two different things. Infirmity and the spirit of infirmity are two different things. And I'll show you that it doesn't matter what is in your blood. It doesn't matter what issue you think you have health-wise or whatever, or spiritually. It doesn't matter. By the reason of the communion, you shall be made whole. God bless you so much. See you on Thursday. And do not forget your communion bread and your communion wine. Bye-bye.